Hi everybody, you have stumbled across IT Stuff, the delicious show that digs information technology. Are we ready to go?
No.
No.
You happy see what January.
No, no such thing as happy January, is there? There you go, all those puns completely wasted.
Sorry.
Yeah, oh well. Stefan isn't with us today, which is probably, you're all probably jealous now, aren't you? he's in his data recovery lab, recovering data.
I was jealous till he said where he was.
Well, no, yeah. Wouldn't you rather be doing DD Rescue than...
No.
Oh, I like DD Rescue. I think it's really cool.
You get to watch bars go across the screen.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. Yeah, not the kind of bars that you drink or a downloady kind of bar. But anyway, there you go. So with me today on the support rota, we've got Dick.
Hello.
And we've got Chris.
Hello.
And we've got She on the hell desk.
Hello.
And I'm Kerry Fisher. Too soon for that gag?
Was that a gag?
I mean... Yeah.
some context.
Oh, this is crude. My ambitions for 2017 are crushed now. Oh, well, what's in the show today? That was the best bit. Everything we normally feed off has, like, it's been on holiday, not much has happened.
Oh, loads of stuff has been happening.
I haven't noticed.
Stuff. It's just as boring as normal, though, that's all it is.
Things trending on Twitter that are so rude and secret we can't talk about, that kind of thing.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Good, good, yeah. Good. There you are, you won't be getting a visit from the NKVD then. We're scrying around with filler, really. But stick with us, we'll try and make it bearable like we always do, because that's what we do, isn't it, really?
Always.
Yeah.
We do our best.
Yeah, because otherwise we'd cry, wouldn't we?
Well, you would.
Yeah, probably. So, there we go. So, what's in the show? Well, two events came and went. There was CCC, which
CCC
is...
What does CCC stand for?
Chaos Computer Congress.
Mm.
Oh.
Yeah, very
good.
Good
day, mate. Yeah.
I thought it was a Chaos Computer Club.
Yeah, well, it's the,
and then it became
the Chaos Computer Club at the Chaos Computer Congress.
Yeah.
Not conference, Congress.
Yeah, well, I think it might be conference. I'm not going to Google it now, am I? I've got tabs full of stuff for the show. How do you want me to
this is important.
I'm just surprised because it's German, right? It's Berlin.
Yeah. They've been live streaming it. It's like, you know, the Royal Institution lectures.
Yeah, the RI.
You know how... po-faced and really, you know, past its best it is. Well, if you want your kids to grow up with something more rock and roll, do the CCC live stream instead of the Royal Institution lectures. They'll learn something far more useful. Like, for example, apparently somebody's been hacking smart meters, the ones for your electric that's going to be foisted on us all.
Smart meters.
Okay.
Yeah, you know.
So how much power your kettle uses when you turn it on?
The ones that tell you how much your bill's going to be before you get the bill.
We got one of those.
Yeah. Few.
Yeah, we bought one. It was like £15.
Don't tell people. People could...
They can hack it.
They can hack it.
I'm sure you can hack it, but it doesn't do anything useful.
No,
it just sits
it's
there.
It's disconnected from anything. So it's just a...
Well, this bloke at CCC, right, he's... Oh, I don't know whether it was him or whether it was the media exaggerating it all. He reckons he's going to be able to fry your smart meter or start fires or something, sort of remotely.
So like Star Trek, like when you're doing your programming stuff and the lightning zaps out of the desk.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's coming true. It's all
awesome.
Coming true.
I was thinking of that 90s or 2000 news article about computers being bombs.
Ooh, what?
Because if you catch a virus, it can turn your computer into a bomb.
Yeah, no, that only works on smartphones.
That just make your power really hot and your fan just stop working and then it becomes like a... It just blows up. Is that it?
Well,
just imaginary.
It's imaginary. Yeah, no. My experience, it just goes...
Yeah, and then you smell like, you know...
Trust me, my heatsink paste went dry over Christmas.
Oh, I hate it.
Yeah, I got up in the morning and the fan was screaming away like bloody Mary Eck. So right. Yeah, I was traumatised. Took me 2 hours to find my flaming heat sink paste.
Oh, so sorry.
Yeah. Well, thanks for the sympathy.
So we don't get that problem. We get the cat fur problem. That's the one that you get.
You need to take the vacuum and just clean the heat sink every now and then.
You've got to pull all the fur out.
Yeah, when I tried to blow my heat sink out, there was so much like human dust in there.
Oh, gosh.
It brought me asthma on. It's sort of like self-defending, isn't it?
That's
this
why
dust.
You should get a cat, because then you can blame the cat and you don't have to talk about your own human dust.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's quite constructive. Don't say that we never give our listeners handy tips on this show, especially not on the weeks when we're really desperately trying to fill in.
Oh, dear. Oh, by the way, the Chaos Computer Club, there is a really nice movie based on it called 23. Which is a nice German hacker movie about the KGB, which is like...
It's the other side of the, cuckoo's...
Oh, the cuckoo's nest. Cuckoo's egg. Cuckoo's egg.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the other side of the story from the cuckoo's egg.
Yeah. So, the hacker side, not the sysadmin side. So
Good. Except he's got a sad ending, hasn't he?
He does,
Some of them wind up dead.
Yeah.
It's not... So... People out there, don't let your kids get involved in that, because it's always got a sad ending.
Oh, no. So what was the other event?
There was this consumer electronics show in the States. It was, Rory Kessler Jones, all that, Are we interested in that?
Smart things.
Yeah, they're going to tell us what we have to buy in the future, isn't it?
Yeah, smart hairbrushes. Yeah. For some reason, the telly was taken with smart airbrushes and smart pillows, and there was another thing as well. I'm not sure.
What is a smart hairbrush?
I've no idea. It's
a hairbrush that counts how many times you brush your hair so that you can do it the required 100 times before you go to bed.
Oh, dear. Or does it just sort of, figure out if you need moisturiser? Your hair's too dry and brittle, you need to put some shampoo.
Well, how about too grey and falling out?
Maybe you need a hair dye?
No.
No?
What else might I need? Go on.
I have no idea. It's too short, it's too long, it's too hot, it's too cold.
It's too long because I can't be asked going out having it cut. Boy, never mind. So there you go. So if you think these devices are a good idea, then what about Alexa? Because this was the other story like last week, because there was nothing else. This was the best we could do.
It turns out, that voice-activated machines in your home can be activated by voices coming from the telly or the radio. And we're on the radio.
Oh, Alexa.
Hey. Mm-hmm. Oh, right. So while you carry on explaining to people...
I just want to say, Alexa, pseudo make me a sandwich. That's what I want to say.
Alexa, add bacon to shopping list.
Yeah.
Alexa, add M&M's every day on the shopping list. 1 kilogram bag.
Alexa, try and find IT Stuff's latest video on YouTube. And I'll give you a clue, we're a bit behind on those.
Can it do all that, though, Alexa?
Well, that's what it's for. Oh, turn the lights on. And
yeah, it can do that kind of stuff.
Right, but you have to input the special.
And you've got to buy the light bulbs.
In case people haven't really got the hang of it from what we've been talking about yet, right, Alexa is Amazon's little thing that sits on your coffee table. It looks like a smart chimney, and it's got a speaker in it to play music. And you say things to it like, Alexa, buy me some stuff from Amazon to make Amazon very, very happy and me very, very poor. And it does it. Yeah, Alexa, turn the lights up a bit, and it turns the lights up a bit. Alexa, my thermostat wants twiddling, But anyway, long story short, as Chris was alluding, somebody somewhere out there in consumer land had the telly on, and somebody on the telly said, what was it, Alexa, buy me a doll's house or
something? Apparently,
And this person's Alexa at home... Not the person on the telly's Alexa, but the other Alexa bought a doll's house.
It's a breakthrough in marketing. I mean, soon all adverts are just going to consist of someone saying, Alexa, buy, insert product here, in a very calm and well-projected voice.
You can put a PIN number on it, so it doesn't just do it automatically.
Did you just say PIN number?
PIN number.
Go on, say it again so that everybody really hates you.
PIN number.
There you go. Not a PIN.
No.
What does PIN stand for?
I've no idea.
I've no idea either. It stands for Chaos Computer Congress.
Conference Club. And I thought you needed to go into your shopping basket and confirm it whenever
you ask
Alexa to do stuff. Isn't
it? So
this is the pioneers of the one-click
The one-click purchase thing. So if you allow one-click purchase.
It's not even a click, is it?
No, it isn't.
Maybe you can't even go at the end.
I can't do it now. You can't even go into the microphone and...
I don't know how true this is.
It's probably completely fabricated.
Yeah. Alexa, just, like all the just news. Ignore
it. You don't think it's marketing for Alexa that we've just fallen
for? It's marketing for Alexa or it's marketing for Doll's House. I'm not sure which one is the big, giant technical company.
Oh, dear.
I feel duped now.
That's what happens when you fall for yellow journalism.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Oh, Lord.
We're just so quick to jump on the bots.
Never mind. Anyway, moving swiftly. I can't even say it. Moving swiftly on. Alexa is not the only one. There's also a Google thing called Google Home. Is that right?
That's not a very good name. Alexa is more of a sort of a human-sounding name. Google Home is like...
Well, you can tell how not human these things are because people out there on the whole planet has been enthralled this month by Twitch TV where somebody's got two Google Home devices which look... Well, they look basically like Alexa, but a bit wobbly.
So sort of killer robot looking.
Yeah, they're sort of like a grey weeble crossed with a pepper pot.
Shouldn't they have scratchings like made of crayons or something that says Google?
Yeah,
make it seem
they've changed.
Cuter.
They've changed.
Anyway, so somebody got two of these things and started them on talking to each other and having a conversation. And this sort of like let's listen along to some of the kinds of things that they talked about, shall we?
Okay.
If I click in the right place.
Okay, but who is your favorite Grey's Anatomy character?
I don't watch Grey's Anatomy.
Go
on. Is Amanda Todd your favorite Bleach character?
Amanda Todd isn't from Bleach.
This is awful, isn't it?
With Bleach.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know where that's going.
No.
Yeah, no, okay. Perhaps we won't play any more of that.
It's like listening to two really dull people talking to each other.
On a date.
On a date and they're really, really uncomfortable.
Yes. Really awkward.
This is why it's not a good idea to get a bus at 9:30 when all the pensioners' passes are valid. Because you'll get conversations like that.
Right.
Trust me.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Worthwhile knowing that.
So, there you go. A couple of other tiny news items, I suppose. First, Kirklees Council services were all offline. A couple of days of Crimbo because of power surge on Boxing Day fried their boxes.
That's very funny.
Thank you.
That's actually a vague joke.
Why didn't you enjoy the stuff I did at the top of the show? Thanks.
Well, this is more sort of, you know...
pun-related humour.
It's got a bit more pun in it.
Fine. Yeah. Other news item, those annoying cookie things that you have to click all the time. Well, maybe, just maybe, the EU is about to see sense and drop them. Isn't that going to be good?
No, because they'll still be around on all the sites.
Exactly.
People can't be bothered to update.
I'm not going to delete it.
Oh, heck, all right. Yeah, fine. And third, the good news is ransomware has now spread to server databases.
And about time.
I'll just let that sink in.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, so the only reason why they won't be able to nick all the million, billion usernames off of Yahoo is because someone's ransoming it.
Great.
Great. Okay, you're listening to IT Stuff on BCB Radio 106.6 FM. Coming up, we'll have World of Stuff and possibly YouTube Channel of the Month and lots more filler. Sorry about the filler. So let's see who or what is in this month's anniversary corner.
Happy birthday!
So, yeah, on the 9th of January, which was, if you remember, the start of this week, that was, oh, God, we're really back at work day. Mm?
Mm-hmm.
It's the 10th birthday of the iPhone.
Oh.
So, let's have a solemn moment in memory of dead Steve Jobs. Oh, I'll just get that. Oh, hang on. Sorry. Sorry about that. Hello? Yeah. In a studio. Well, we're just having a minute silence for Steve Jobs, actually. Yeah, can I call you back? Okay, fine. Bye. Yeah. Where were we?
Wow, who was that? Great timing.
I don't know, was that the other Steve?
Yeah, that was Walls.
Yeah, I thought so. He always does that.
Yeah, doesn't want people to overlook him, really. He's still a bit bitter. Yeah, so there you go. Yeah, iPhone. Yeah. Breakthrough or inevitable evolution? Anybody?
An inevitable breakthrough.
Oh, we've had personal digital assistants and pocket PCs before the iPhone, so I don't know what you're talking about.
It was just the evolution of technology. Yeah. It's bound to happen.
Right, okay.
Because all they were trying to do, really, it was an accident. They were just trying to merge a phone and a camera and iPod, weren't they? And it ended up being the genuine first personal computer. I don't think it was.
Well, I don't remember any of this. I remember having these personal computer things all the time.
Yeah.
Some of them had phones on them, didn't they?
I do love the iPod, though. I mean, it's a hard drive that you can put music on. That's amazing.
Yeah, well, it's a smart hard drive.
More than music, but there you go.
Okay, fair enough. But, I mean, taking stock, I mean, where have we ended up, right, 10 years on? Just the other day, it turns out Facebook, in the interest of research, deliberately broke its Android app for people chosen at random to see how they would react.
Nobody noticed.
Yeah,
it's
how
just
long
a
would they stick
Android
it out?
App.
Yeah, okay. Cynic.
Is this like an A-B testing thing that happens?
Yeah, A-B yeah. testing right. thing to find out how long people would stick before they give up and go away. Well, turns out, failed experiment, people never gave up,
wow.
no matter how long it was, they kept on coming back.
And they were probably happier while it was broken. That was yes. the other bit. If you actually measure their happiness, having yeah. a broken Facebook app will make you happier than having a working Facebook
That's it.
App.
It's a Skinner box thing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You're there as a salivating dog and all that, yeah? So, there you go. So, do we really want to give Steve Jobs the credit for all that misery? Yeah.
Yeah.
Fine. Yeah. Right. So, now it's time for She's World of Stuff. And I'm just firing it up for you now, She.
Oh.
So that horrible static noise gives us a clue as to what's in our World of Stuff this time round.
Oh, wow, okay. So, World of Stuff, what do we have? Radio Garden, apparently. Radio Garden is at radio.garden. It's actually, it's really making a lot of noise.
Yeah, okay, right. Where do you want to start? Think of a place.
Tokyo.
Oh, I'll have to zoom out for that.
Oh, okay. Here.
No.
See if you can track down Bradford.
I'm three quarters of the way through Siberia now.
Turn round. Go back
to
Bradford.
I'm nearly there. There's... What's that first island? Hokkaido, is it right? Tokyo.
Radio Garden is basically a website where you can sort of look on a globe and spin it around.
Oh,
and
fantastic.
Just sort of listen to different radio stations from all over the world.
This is J-Pop Project Radio. Rocking out live. I like a bit of J-Pop. Do you want Tokyo FM World instead?
No, J-Pop's fine.
Hang on then. No, Tokyo. Oh, come on. The user interface could do with a bit of work.
So it's Google Earth for radio.
Yeah, it is Google Earth for radio, yeah. It's it started with a, it was actually a open brief to design an installation for research about, you know, transnational radio encounters. So the developers sort of thought, what's the easiest thing to do? Why don't we just make a radio station, plunk it on different parts of the world on an actual map, a globe, and then let people play with it. And it's great. You can just sort of spin it around and listen to all sorts of radio stations, where previously you had to go to a lot of different websites just to search for certain tags. Or there isn't a simple way of just flipping, you know, just spinning a globe and picking a random geographic location and listening to all the radio stations that could be found in the radius of that area.
So you get a green dot, basically, on Google Earth, yep. And there are millions of green dots. And so here we go for Taiyun Private Car Radio in China, rocking out live. Yeah, okay. fascinating. Okay, perhaps not that one.
I do like the, they have links about like stories and jingles. So if you click on the jingles link.
Oh, there, yeah, there's a jingle link up
you
at
can
the top.
Hear,
jingles are the best.
Yeah, you could hear like all sorts of weird jingles. And sadly, it's not up to date. So it's more historical jingles. So I don't think people actually list the jingles that they have on radio.
Let's try Bangui, Central African Republic.
Cool.
Come on. Radio Undeke Luka.
Wow.
And nothing's happening. Lovely.
It might be
try a jingle.
The internet over here at BCB, that's a little bit poo. But
technical
difficulties.
What does that stand for? P-O-O?
Probably permanently over off. Yeah, there you go.
So I'll zoom in and come back to our friendly United Kingdom, shall we? Where do we fancy?
Bradford.
All right, hang on, Ben. I think I've hit Leeds accidentally.
Oh,
it's buffering.
That's the same as Bradford. Everyone knows that.
No, yeah. Stop. No. Come on, zoom in.
But yeah, if you go to radio.garden.
Oh, sorry. Yes, it's on one of those weird top-level domains, isn't it?
Yeah.
One of those new things.
So the actual thing is the domain itself. And you can just have a play and listen to all sorts of radio stations from all over the world. And it's permanently on, obviously, 24/7. You can hear all sorts of weird stuff. It's apparently very, very popular in India. And a lot of third world countries really love the applications. You get a lot of hits from there because for the first time they could hear different parts of the world simultaneously at the same time. So the bandwidth, the server was getting a lot of hits. It's a small little installation that they did for fun, but then it got really, really popular. So I think they're adding more features, and I don't know. I think it's wonderful.
This is Hilversum in the Netherlands, because I couldn't get... Oh, don't be so loud! That's nice, isn't it? Yeah.
Was Radio Garden.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Oh, it's taking us off to Newfoundland next. No, we've gone past Newfoundland.
Dave,
yeah, okay, fine.
I think we've lost Dave.
Yeah
okay, I'll turn it off. Fantastic. Do we have time to do YouTube channel of the month? Is anybody prepared to do a YouTube channel of the month?
Well, IT stuff again, isn't it?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I was gonna say something else,
could,
though, right?
We could make our excuses
sure.
about the IT stuff YouTube channel.
I do have a YouTube channel if you're interested in strange hardware and musical instruments using stuff that shouldn't be musical instruments. So if you go to YouTube channel GGIJS, you can see this artist / hacker maker person do weird stuff. Their recent video, it's a thing called the oscillatoscope, which converts CV and audio signals into VGA and audio. So basically,
wow.
He's strumming a guitar, and you could see really strange shapes and, and colors on the screen, so it looks like that.
That's the so it's not like a string resonating, it's actually a stripy pretty sort of,
it looks more like
Bridget Riley. Have I got the name right?
Pretty Riley
that did the stripy pictures, or am I I'm not good on visual art. Forget it.
But yeah, it's really interesting stuff. He just makes all sorts of weird instruments. Like, there you go, that's the video.
Ooh.
Make really strange instruments using hardware and oscillators and...
Fantastic.
Stuff. Yeah.
And I can't read the name of the channel. Go on, give
us
the channel name.
GGIJS.
GGIJS. Fantastic. Yeah. Thank you very much indeed.
Nice.
And I guess we're just about wrapping up the programme, have we done?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. We can more or less clock off then. That was your January edition of IT Stuff. In case you're wondering what happened to our YouTubes, yeah, as I mentioned, we do have a bit of a backlog. You know, life. You know, crimbo, weddings, that kind of thing. Yeah. So, yeah, so there's not much new on our wonderful website, itstuff.org.uk, but that's all right, because you just heard this month's show, so yay for you, really.
An exclusive listen to this month's show. That it could be months before you get a chance to listen to it again.
God.
So this is very exclusive.
Yeah,
so.
Well, okay, fine. So let's leave you with a spiffy dubstep thing that she found, and then we'll see you next month if we're spared. Ta-ra!